Welcome to our Advent Reflections. This year, we're relating the gospel to popular culture by looking at the movies. I'm James Abbott of the Catholic Communications Network, and I'm talking to Father Peter Malone from the Cygnus Film Desk. Cygnus is the World Catholic Association for Communication. Second week of Advent, Friday. Now, we're talking Danny Boyle, aren't we, and millions?
We're talking Danny Boyle and millions because this is a most difficult gospel to find a film for. In fact, without too much criticism of those who prepared the lectionary, I'm not sure how effective this particular gospel is. But once again, there's a focus on John the Baptist and Jesus praising him. But there's a little interlude about Jesus trying to describe the contrary attitudes of the people around him, like children shouting to each other as they sit in the marketplace, you know, we played for your pipes and you wouldn't dance, etc. So somehow the millions came into mind with children and their response to religious themes, of looking at the Gospels through the eyes of a child, especially a rather creative, fantasizing child. And there's a certain delight and a certain wisdom, which probably is a good challenge for Advent when we think about Jesus coming into the world, what kind of Jesus? And in fact, for our lives, what kind of holiness? So in Millions, as the little boy converses with the saints, we see the saints from his particular perspective.
Like St. Clare, how can I put it, smoking a roll-up?
Yes, she obviously hadn't heard the particular strictures against smoking, but again, it's the boy's imagination, and tongue-in-cheek, it's actually an attempt, I suppose, to make the saints a little bit earthy, a little bit more real.
Sometimes you see things and other people can't see them. Clare sees it. Are you allowed to smoke, then?
You can do what you like up there, son.
It's written by Frank Cottrell Boyce, again a Catholic writer combining with a Catholic director like Danny Boyle. And I think we used to read, when we were young, Legends of the Saints, little stories designed for primary school children who made the saints come alive. And so, while there is so much more in Millions, especially about what you do with money that you have found and being honest, it still is children in the marketplace and something of a delight, perhaps something of relief for our Advent reflections.